Bob Zimmerman, the 13th anniversary of Behind the Black. We started with Behind the Black and Falcon 9 being an ambition. Now we're looking at Mars, because Mars is within the sights of Elon Musk and the other private space. What the conditions are in Mars is critical if we're going to have manned presence. Bob, Zhurong is a Chinese probe. What has it discovered on the surface of Mars?
Yes, it's the Mars rover. It's right now inactive. We don't know if it's dead or alive. We'll have to wait and see. But it gathered an enormous amount of data for more than a year on Mars. And the Chinese scientists have released a paper that I spotted that I thought was really interesting. They confirmed once again that the radar data from this instrument found no real evidence of water or ice in this part of Mars. And that wasn't a surprise, but it's nice to get it confirmed. This is in the dry equatorial region, so they didn't expect to find any water. But since there are features on the surface that look like they were maybe made by water once in the past, you had to make sure. And so it found there was no water. But the other part of this study was really interesting. They found that the space weathering effects on Mars are less than those found on the airless moon. In other words, on the moon, everything gets smoothed out and kind of plowed around over many eons from impacts and the solar wind in the directly affected from space. So things are softened and eroded out. But on Mars, which you'd think would have just similar same effect, no, things are less eroded, and that actually fits what we see from Curiosity as well. Things are rougher, and there's less erosion on the surface, in the regolith, in the surface soil. And this seems to be the Martian thin atmosphere. It might actually be a protective barrier to keep the solar wind and radiation and tiny impacts from softening the ground.
A detail to record, because the surface of Mars can be quite risky for human beings. We go to the ESA looking to replace Russia on the Franklin Mars rover. What is Franklin Mars rover, Bob?
The Franklin rover was supposed to launch in 20 to rove on Mars. It got delayed because they had problems with their parachute. And then when it was going to launch in 22, it got delayed again because the lander and the launch vehicle were from Russia. And when the Russia invaded the Ukraine, Europe broke off any ties with Russia. And so they lost their lander and rover. So they've now planned Franklin to go in 28. And they need to find a new lander. The launch vehicle, they can just buy it when the time comes, but they need to get a new lander designed. And so the head of the European Space Agency says that they plan to issue a contract for that new lander in the next few months. And I think what the reason they're waiting is they want to see if their lander's going out, private and commercial and national, in the next month or so. And they want to see how those go. And they want to see, because, like, for example, India's going to launch a lunar lander in a week. So we'll see how that plays out, John, and we'll see. Maybe they're going to go private this time.
Bob Zimmerman, nice. 13th anniversary of Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.